Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23 on Instagram. I have a lot of updated content in my stories. Please check them out. They are very, very influential, and they have a lot of information in those stories. I don't post a lot of BS. I don't post no BS, as a matter of fact. I may make you laugh every now and then, but this is really not a laughing matter. So I want to talk about what's going on in Gaza between Israel and Hamas situation. First of all, it's all a distraction, but I keep hearing this question coming from people. They say, well, if Israel is doing all this terrorism and Israel's doing all this and they're killing babies and they're killing people who are innocent in all this, why is not only the United States, because we're going to get to that, why is the not only the United States supporting Israel in this, but why are these Christian churches, why are these Christian churches supporting Israel? And I want to say this, and I'm going to continue to say this, and I'm going to continue to say this over and over and over. 85 to 90% of American people are stupid as hell. I keep saying this over and over, and one day somebody's going to believe me. You guys are going to believe me one day. But I want to go to some biblical scriptures because I want to explain why these churches, especially these Caucasian churches, are supporting Israel. Okay, so we're going to go into let's go here. First of all, let's go to Deuteronomy 7:6. That's the first thing. For you are a whole people of holy to the Lord your Yah. The Lord your Yah has chosen you to be the people for his treasure possession out of all the peoples who are the face of the earth. So what was the Most High talking about? So we will have to go to Deuteronomy. We'll have to go into Deuteronomy. Hold on for one moment. I'm going through different different apps right now. There you go. So we're gonna go to Deuteronomy 28. Okay, I know I said this many times, but we have to go into Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of your Yah, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy Yah will set thee above high, above all nations of the earth. Now, we have to go into this. Who is he going to bring above, right? All these blessings, first of all, the Most High don't bless, he gives favor, but we're going to give him what he give us, shall come unto thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy Yah. Okay, so we're going to have to go down, keep going down, keep going down, keep going down. And so we will have to, there you go. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, thou shalt be beneath. If that thou hearken the commandments of the Lord thy Yah, which I command thee to this day to observe and to do them. So the reason why the black man, woman, and child are in the conditions that they are in right now is because we did not obey his commandments. See, originally, we were supposed to be the head. We were supposed to be the ones that have all the wealth. We were supposed to be the ones that hold all the land and all the and all this and all that. We were supposed to do this, okay? Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 14, that thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee to this day, to the right hand or to the left, do go after other gods to serve them. This is why the Most High says, thou shalt not worship any gods before me. So why would he call himself a god? But see, we have to go into this situation to go back into the question at hand. Why are these Christian churches supporting terrorism from Israel? Because it's not about right or wrong good versus bad. This is bloodline, okay? This is a partnership, okay? This is a partnership between Babylon, which is the United States of America, which is not a country, it's a corporation, and the land of Israel and the Israelis. Because first of all, Israel is the Negro man, woman, and child. They can call themselves Israel all day long, but they will never be Israel because they are not the chosen ones. What did the Most High say? If you obey my commandments, I will make you the head, not the tail. But if you don't, I will make you the tail, not the head. So who is the tail and not the head? The Negro man, woman, and child, right? So we acknowledge that Israel is a black man, woman, and child. So again, why are these Christian churches, especially Caucasian churches, supporting Israel? Because the Most High is revealing all this to the people. Okay, now people are understanding that the real Jews are the Negro man, woman, and child. And now, is because of the partnership that the Caucasians had, which is the Anglo-Saxons, which is the European Americans that you see here in America claiming that they're real Americans. They were never the real Americans. They are nothing but cave dwellers coming from Idumea in the Caucasus Mountains, okay? So don't never let a white man tell you that they're the original Americans. That's BS, okay? Now, going back to what I was saying before, there was a partnership between the so-called Jewish people. Ish is like, not the real thing, it's ish to be like something, okay? Again, we can go back to Deuteronomy 28, and we already established that the Negro man, woman, and child are the real Jews, okay? The real Jews. The Jewish people are the Kazakhs, okay? They are the Kazakhs. They are Satan's children. Let's go into Revelation. Hold for 1 minute. I apologize about this. I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So please, there you go. Revelation 2, verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. But thou art rich. Who is the most? Who controls all the networks? Who controls all the sports teams? Who control to try to lay a slave trade? Who controls this government? But that art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them that they say they are Jews and are not, but the synagogue of Satan. Okay, so you got to understand why these politicians and why these churches, especially Caucasian churches, because we know that black folks just follow white folks. So we can't blame your black pastor for supporting Israel, because the only thing he's doing is obeying his master and following his master. So we're not even going to talk about the black pastors, because they are useless. Okay, 95% of them are useless, and 5% of them still got their heads on straight. But anyway, we'll move on. So they say they are the synagogue of Satan. Where do Jewish people worship? In a synagogue. Come on now. Come on. Let's talk. Right? They worship in a synagogue. They don't even worship in a church. Right? There are plenty of videos now going out on Instagram and TikTok showing that Jewish people are spitting on so-called Christians. Now, first of all, Christianity is the worst thing that ever happened to the Negro man, woman, and child, but we'll move on, because that's a whole other day for a whole other time. The fact that they are spitting on Christians, Caucasian Christians, okay, who are donating money to Israel and saying that we doing this, we doing that, they are full of crap. Okay, the reason why they're donating to Israel, the reason why they're supporting Israel, is because of the fact that the indigenous people, the Negro man, woman, and child, the original Jews, are going about to take over this whole entire thing. And before they let the Negroes take over everything, they're going to try to destroy everything. Why you think all these bombs are going off? Why all this war going on? All these diseases are being spread around? Because Satan knows his time is up. And it's only, he only has enough time before the Most High gives the indigenous power again. So He is going to try to destroy this place. So don't be surprised of other wars. Don't be surprised of China and Taiwan. Don't be surprised about Russia and Ukraine. Don't be surprised about Israel and Hamas. Don't be surprised about this nation. I heard Saudi Arabia may want some smoke with Iran. They've been beefing for since the beginning of time, but now it's getting worse and worse and worse between them. Okay? Don't be surprised about all these wars and rumors of wars, because the Most High said in His Word that this is going to happen, because He is about to give the Negro man, woman, and child power again, but only the 1/3 this time. 2/3 are going to be done away with, because the Most High can't do nothing with them. The Most High can't do nothing. I'm going to say this again. The Most High can't do nothing with them. They are too much. Like they slave, like they slave owners, they slave masters. They think like the white man. They talk like the white man. They worship like the white man. And so, there's nothing that they can do. The Most High can't do with them. Only 1/3 is going to rule this place here. Only 1/3 of black folks and the indigenous people are going to run this place. And I'm telling you right now, that doesn't mean that other Gentiles are not going to take office with Yah. There's Gentiles, everything other than Negro. Okay. That means you're white, Chinese, Arab. They are going to be very few, very, 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 very few, very few Gentiles is going to take office with Yah, along with the Hebrews, but they will take office. So let's not say that all white people are going to go to hell. That's not going to happen. Okay. All Arabs are going to go to hell. No, that's not going to happen. Okay. There is going to be some Gentiles are going to rock with the Hebrews, but only if they accept that the Hebrews are the chosen people of Yah. And so over about 90% to 93% of Gentiles don't believe in that or don't want to believe in that. And they're going to continue to believe in white supremacy. They're going to continue to push white supremacy and continue to push black people are bad and all this other stuff. Those people you can't do nothing with. It's only going to be a handful of Gentiles that are going to be rocking with Yah and His people. Okay? So again, don't be distracted by all these wars. Don't be distracted by all these sayings and all this, that, and the third. I am telling you right now, the reason why these Christian churches are supporting Israel is because the people that are behind the pulpit, and 9 times out of 10 is a Caucasian male from Idumea, from the Caucasus Mountains, okay, and his bloodline made a deal with the Jewish people, aka Satan's children. They made a deal, and so they got to hold on to this deal, even if they have to fall in it, because the only reason why Caucasians is even in position of power is, one, because we did not keep His commandments, and two, they made a deal with the Jewish people, the synagogue of Satan's children. They made a deal, and so the deal has to continue to go on. Why you think that white people don't have that much power either? It's the Satan controls this place, and Satan's children, which is the Jewish people, run this place. The Caucasian male don't really run this place either, okay? But they get a chance to put their foot on black folks' necks, because they made a deal with Satan. They made a deal with Satan's children, okay? That's why you see a whole lot of white people are starting to get they get back. Why you think all these white people started to go crazy? Because the bloodline of them is falling back to that old hatred. You can only fool people with so much. You can only fool people with the fake Christianity. Oh yeah, Jesus loves me and Jesus loves this and Jesus loves that. First of all, Jesus is not even His real name. Jesus is Caesar Bozier, a homosexual faggot who slept with the painter of the painting Jesus, which is Leonardo da Vinci. They had a homosexual relationship. So that alone right there discredits them from even knowing who the Most High is. But let's go back to what I was saying before. They have to make a deal with Satan. They had to make a deal with Satan, okay? That's the only way that they can get your forced democracies, and get generational wealth for their children and their families. But it's going to cost them their lives, because now the indigenous people are waking up and realizing who they are. And now, like Hitler said back in his 1933 speech, if the Negroes knew who they were, that the Jewish takeover would end right then and there. Well, guess what? As soon as black folks are starting to wake up, are starting to understand who the hell they are. What are they doing? Now they want to go to war. There was a lady who was a part of the cabinet of the prime minister of Israel, was here in Atlanta, and said the number one problem for Jewish people is not Hamas, is not Muslim, is not terrorism, is not hatred for them. It is the young black people that are realizing that they are the most high chosen people. So you better understand, only one third is going to get this, and the other two thirds are going to be done away with. But the one third is going to run this place, and that's what they're afraid of. They are afraid. I'm telling you this right now. I'm gonna say it again. They are afraid that the Most High is gonna cast so much judgment on them, and what he is gonna cast judgment on them. Okay. So again, that's my take on this whole Hamas Israel situation. It's a distraction, and the only reason why it's a distraction is because our people are starting to wake up and figure out who the hell they are. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace. One love.